Blog Talk Radio.
Guys are doing good on this Friday, December 11th, and I'm Andrew Borland, editor of Rubbing the Rock, here with you on episode 3 of Solid Orange Friday podcast. Today we're going to dive right into things. We've got a lot to discuss. A lot of things have happened since the last time that I was on air with you a week ago, and it all starts here in Clemson. Clemson picked up the victory over the North Carolina Tar Heels in the ACC championship game. It wasn't easy. It didn't come pretty, but they got the win nonetheless, and that's what matters. I love the fact that the guys continued to fight and they didn't seem to give up. There were several times that North Carolina had momentum and had the ball with a chance to cut into a Clemson lead or even take the lead. And the Tigers' defense played very well, I think. And overall, just a great performance by the team. They end up getting out with the win. Even after making some critical mistakes. And I think that's big going forward. The team has a lot of confidence, and now they get, you know, 2.5 weeks where they can rest, they can recuperate, and they can get ready to go for the college football playoff. So we're going to talk about the college football playoff today. We're going to get more into the matchup aspect next week with Clemson and Oklahoma and Alabama and Michigan State. Today we just want to brush over some stuff and talk about just some early look stuff that we can be thinking about here as we are about 20 days out, exactly 20 days out, actually, from being in the college football playoff. That'll take place New Year's Eve at 4 p.m., and then Alabama and Michigan State will follow that up with the nightcap game. So a lot to get to, and the first thing I wanted to talk about, there's been a lot of people ask about Will Muschamp and what I think of the hire for South Carolina. And as a Clemson fan, I love it. I absolutely love the fact that the Gamecocks went and got Muschamp because I feel like it was more of a desperation hire than anything else. Muschamp clearly wasn't the Gamecocks' first option. And if you believe that, you're really mistaking yourself. Muschamp was, he said in his press conference that he didn't get offered the job until last Thursday. So when he was contacted. And I mean, that's just crazy thinking that South Carolina had basically half of the football season left to go ahead and be contacting coaches. And it seems like Ray Tanner didn't do that, or he got turned down several times at least. Not really sure what happened on the Rich Rodriguez front. Most of the sources that I've heard coming out is that he wasn't actually offered the job at South Carolina, but Arizona saying he is offered the job nevertheless. Turned it down or didn't get off of the job. Either way, he's not coming to South Carolina. Will Muschamp's already starting to put a staff together. I'm not really sure who he's going to end up getting. He's looking at two different things and to see what he's going to do. But if Will Muschamp keeps his hands on the offense, South Carolina is going to have a really boring team to watch because he just doesn't play a style of offense, plays that pro-stock style of offense that's just not pretty to watch. And South Carolina doesn't have the bodies to do that right now. And so you're looking at, if they start to play a pro-style offense, you're looking at probably, you know, another couple of years before he even gets the players in there that can play that kind of offense. Now, Brandon McElwain, great quarterback coming in. If he doesn't decide to go to the Major League Baseball route, he can play ball. And if you have a good quarterback, things can happen, Gamecock fans. And that's what, if you're a Gamecock fan, you should be relying on, is that he's going to come in and he's going to take over the offense and do his thing. But it will take Brandon McElwain saving Will Muschamp, because I'll go ahead and tell you, Will Muschamp's not going to build a team in the next 3 years and coach a team that is going to be a top 10 contender. He's a good recruiter, but think about it this way. Anybody can recruit at Florida. Can he recruit in Columbia? Now, he's excited. He's brought in energetic staff. He's brought in some good recruiters around him, and that's going to help the Carolina program, but I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that they're going to just be this force that comes back next season or even the next couple of seasons. It's going to take a while to rebuild that, and I don't think Muschamp's the right decision to build that up. So that's my thoughts on Will Muschamp. I think it's a bad hire, but I love it from a Clemson perspective. And I guess we'll just see what happens there as far as the Muschamp front is concerned. He may turn out to be a great coach, but it still was not a good hire for South Carolina, and especially in the offensive era of college football. I just don't know how you can go and get a defensive mind to coach your team when you're a team in a Power 5 conference. You're in the SEC. How do you not go get a guy like Tom Herman who turned them down, or, you know, an offensive mind, or a guy that has success head coaching? Will Muschamp has past failures. Will Muschamp's already proven that he's a failure. And, you know, like I said, it may end up, he may be the next Steve Spurrier, he may be the next whatever at South Carolina. But I just haven't seen it at his time at Florida and Auburn, and I just don't see him coming to South Carolina and putting together a winning program in Columbia nonetheless. So those are my thoughts on Will Muschamp. Now back to bowl season and everything going on there. College football playoff, like I've said, Alabama versus Michigan State. That game will take place in Dallas. It'll be the nightcap game. Two pro-style offenses, two really good defenses going at it. I still feel like the committee kind of cheated Clemson a little bit because they wanted Alabama to miss playing Oklahoma in the first round. But nevertheless, that's what we have. So we got two pro-style offenses going up against one another. And Michigan State, I think, has a little bit better offense, but Alabama has a better run game. You never really know what's going to happen in that matchup. And like I said, next week we're going to start talking about that a little bit more. Clemson versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma has the best offense that Clemson will have faced all season. The only thing that compares close is North Carolina. But Clemson also has the best defense that Oklahoma's going to have faced all year. And they're going to be coming off a rest. Clemson's defense was tired. They were fatigued. And I think that played a big impact on why they have been playing the way they have through the month of November. And I think they'll be refocused, revamped, ready to go. And let's not forget that Brent Venables is ready to crush his former school again, and as he did last year when he only allowed 6 points up on the scoreboard. So Brent Venables, I think he'll be a little bit more focused for this one also, and he'll get the guys ready to go. And I think Clemson will be ready on December 31st to take on Oklahoma. Like I said, next week we're going to talk more in depth about what this matchup means and what we can expect going forward. We have actually two Solid Orange Friday podcast shows between now and the bowl game. Next week, December the 18th, will be the first one. And then on Christmas Day, we will broadcast to you for the second one. And that one will break down the game a lot more and everything else. So another few things you can be expecting on the show is we're going to have some guests on to talk about the other ACC bowl games coming around the schedule and college football playoff as well as Clemson football recruiting. So make sure you're tuning in the next couple of weeks. And as we get into January, we're going to have some guests on. It'll be fun to talk to them and get their take on Clemson football and everything else going on. In the ACC, ACC bowl games, if you haven't seen these, if you haven't paid attention to the matchups, we're going to have a bowl show next week. Next week's going to be completely just talking about the bowl games. We'll talk about Clemson, Oklahoma. But just we're going to talk about all the bowl games, the intriguing matchups that take place in bowl games. And so I just wanted to read off some of these to you on the ACC bowl games. The ACC has several teams going to games. As a matter of fact, they have 9 counting Clemson. And it all starts at the Peach Bowl. Florida State will take on Houston in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. To me, is an intriguing matchup just because I want to know how good Houston actually is. This will be a good test for them. In the Russell Athletic Bowl, UNC will play Baylor. That right there in itself is just an explosive matchup of offenses, and I can't wait to see that one also. Belt Bowl, you have NC State taking on Mississippi State. Chance for the ACC to beat an SEC team and have a little bit more to celebrate over the SEC with a win there. The Pinstripe Bowl, Duke versus Indiana. The Sun Bowl, Miami versus Washington State. The Music City Bowl, Louisville versus Texas A&M. That's another ACC versus SEC matchup. It'll be interesting to see how those teams match up. And I like Texas A&M in the game, but I could see Louisville coming out with a win as well, especially with it being as close as it is to Kentucky. Military Bowl, Pitt versus Navy, and then rounding out the bowls, Camping World Independence Bowl, Virginia Tech versus Tulsa. So those are your teams that also made bowl games. A lot of those taking place right after Christmas. And it'll just be interesting to see what happens in those games. The ACC had a good bowl record last year and beat several top SEC teams. And this year you hope for the same, especially in the matchups, the Music City Bowl and the Belt Bowl. But the most intriguing ACC bowl game that just causes attention to my eye most is the UNC versus Baylor game. Baylor had a tough loss to Texas to close their season, and they were going to be in the New Year's Six Bowl. And now they're in the Russell Athletic Bowl against UNC. North Carolina was a win away over Clemson from being in the college football playoff, or at least being in talk for the college football playoff. And it's crazy to think now that those two drop back, but that's a great bowl matchup. It really is. Baylor, their high-powered offense, and UNC's high-powered offense. I mean, the over-under on that game may be 100. It's crazy to think that these two teams got put in a bowl game together. And basically, it's the ACC's best offense, minus Clemson, versus the Big 12's best offense, minus maybe Oklahoma. And it should just be a great matchup. It's a matchup that could have been a college football playoff matchup if just a couple of things had fallen the other way. So I would keep my eye on that one. That's the Russell Athletic Bowl between UNC and Baylor coming up. As we kind of conclude our show, I just want to wish you a safe Friday. Have a great day. make sure you come back to Rubbing the Rock as we give you all the Clemson information, and God bless.